you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. We have a packed studio. There's four of us in here to share on this, the Prime Life Times in Review, where we're going to look at the September edition. In fact, we'll be featuring one of our special content contributors as he's on the front page, and he'll be formally introduced in just a second or two. But I want to alert you, if you missed yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about a special prayer gathering that will be happening right here at Lincoln Square this Saturday at 1:30, and all the details and the specifics can be listened to because yesterday's program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org under our archive programs link. But David and Kay Lemons were my special guests on Testimony Tuesday, so they got to share a little of their love story and some of their faith journey, and then about their excitement for the greater Champaign-Urbana area as we come together to celebrate and connect with the National and Global Day of Prayer and Repentance. So the intention of this gathering is really just to focus, to humble ourselves before the Lord, and to seek his healing and seek his help for our nation and for our community. And there'll be, I think, eight or nine different themes that different pastors will walk us through, and we'll pray together. So we will be observing the CCC, what's the protocol, the CDC, the... Well, anyways,
just wear your mask.
Mask. It'll be outside, and there'll be some distancing, but there'll be a sound system and a staging, and we'll gather to pray.
Just coming to pray.
Yeah. So
just
be
pray.
Good effort here at Lincoln Square in Urbana.
And this is going to be global, Mark.
Right,
there's
happening.
People all over the world praying on this Saturday. Yeah. Huge deal.
1:30 right here at Lincoln Square. Well, this being Wednesday, the Prime Life Times in Review, Marianne Simpkins is our editor-in-chief, so a lot of effort and energy goes into publishing this great periodical each and every month, and it goes out to over 300 area locations throughout East Central Illinois, Central Illinois, West Central Illinois.
Yay.
We're starting to head over even further west.
I like that.
And then certainly West Central Indiana.
Go west, young man.
And that's the voice of our copy editor.
Not in chief, Rob.
That's the voice of Rob.
Who
Siebert.
Trains editors how to edit, so he's very gifted at that, and we appreciate
it
his
sure
many
is.
Tireless efforts these last 3 years, basically, helping with the paper. And then Lyle Clary... Who
did you
resides?
Start to say McClary?
Well, I did because our singing in rehearsal,
Steve McClary.
I
used to know a fellow, and he called me McClary all my telephone career.
Oh, yep, my goodness.
Yep. Well, Stephen McClary is the director of the Singing Men of GNN. We
just
had
kind
a
of rolled out of your tongue, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and we had a meeting beforehand, so I spent a couple hours with Stephen and the team. And we're determining the future and such. But he's been our Singing Men director for 16 years now. Well, we're trying to determine
the future
of the Singing Men.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa, clue me in.
Yeah. I'll let God determine the future. We'll pray towards the future.
Okay.
But, so it's Wednesday, and I think we're going to have Lyle. You're going to share a little of your cicadas and carp.
I know, carp.
Oh, I'll tell you guys.
How do those two go together?
If you don't know that carp is not a trash fish, it
is
not a bottom feeder, it is a vegetarian. If you don't know that, let me introduce you to hickory smoked carp someday.
Rob loves to talk about carp.
And so this isn't about carps eating cicadas.
No,
well,
let Lyle read the article.
By saying vegetarian, you know.
Spoiler alert.
Lyle read his article. I struggled over carp, but Rob has me convinced I'm going to try hickory smoked carp, at least one little carp. Okay.
There are three kinds of cicadas in our part of the upper Midwest, the annual cicada and two kinds of periodical cicadas, often called the 13-year locust, in the southern part of Illinois and Indiana. And the 17-year locust in the northern part of both states. They represent at least two separate species, depending on which scientist you talk to.
Oh, we know nothing about that.
Yeah, you mean different points of view?
The annual cicada emerges each year from July to September. They're at least twice the size of much smaller periodical cicadas. The northern Illinois brood of periodical cicadas, due to emerge again in late May of 2024, is the largest cicada emergence in the world.
Hey, I want to jump back to the brood. Is that the correct term?
Yes,
the cicadas have a grouping called a brood?
That's right.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's...
Let me add something here. If nobody's ever seen a cicada, it kind of resembles a grasshopper. You'll see the shells
on
trees.
A real ugly-looking grasshopper.
Yeah, they're a little fat, chubby thing.
Yes. I've seen them on my screen.
Yeah, and if you don't see the cicada, you see their shells. They emerge
right
out of their shells.
Yeah, in modern times, they like to hook onto the tread of a tire, think it's bark of a tree. And
largest cicada emergence in the world. Well, there you go.
In 1990, some Chicagoans had to clear away their rotting bodies with snow shovels. We are blessed here in central Illinois and Indiana with both 17-year and 13-year periodical locusts.
Now, when you say blessed, is that tongue-in-cheek?
There's a question mark there, you notice.
Yeah, if you're reading along, you'll see that question mark in parentheses.
As well as the much larger annual ones. This year, 2020, 4 years ahead of schedule, two large groups of periodical cicadas are emerging throughout Illinois and Indiana.
I just have to point out, it is 2020, so of course they emerged ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
According to both University of Illinois and Purdue University Extension Services, periodical cicadas began to emerge throughout Illinois in late May and continued to emerge into July of this year. In the mid-1980s, cicadas seemed to be everywhere in central Illinois. I went to a local conservation area park to play in a bluegrass jam. We couldn't hear ourselves play because of the noisy critters, but that is not the primary topic of my story. One hot afternoon, I went to visit my friend Bob Valentine in Monticello. He said, "Hey, let's go visit my brother Jack." His brother, who lived a quarter section south of Bob's house, actually, it was a half a quarter mile, is what I originally wrote, and somebody edited.
Oh, no.
Somebody edited my
statement.
Oh, we
have controversy.
I think two of them are sitting here at this
table. No, I did it. Some humorless grammarian, as our movie reviewer says.
That's true. Larry Stevens, he does say that's hilarious.
Yeah. And we laugh about it together.
Instead of a half a quarter, I think it was more closer to half a mile south of his
moving
house.
On.
Yes. Moving on. And Bob, now Bob was Bob's brother. Had served in the U.S. Navy. During his sea duty, he had a completely rewound electric motor that drove the gyro. Now, I was going to say gyro.
Yeah, we're starting to get hungry. That's what we think, Marianne, right?
Gyros, not, is it Nero? Nero's gyro?
It's gyros.
Yeah, it's gyros.
He rewound the motor that drove the gyro to stabilize the destroyer he served on, getting the ship back underway. Jack and his wife, Bernice, were sitting on the patio sipping iced tea. Knowing Jack, he might have actually been sipping a cold beer. After a bit, Bernice went into the house and brought us each a big glass of iced tea. She also brought a fork, a plate, a quart mason jar, and a package of saltine crackers.
Here's where things get fun.
Yes, I still remember the flavor. Jack stuck a fork in the jar and put some of the contents on a cracker. He handed the result to Bob.
Now, for those of you that eat breakfast, you might want to tune out for a minute.
Just let him read it. Let him read it. No, we got two guys here that love this.
Oh, yeah. He handed the result to Bob, who tried some. Boy, that's good, Bob explained. He handed me one, and boy, it was good. Let me testify to that. What is it, I asked. Pressure-cooked carp.
Yum, yum.
Bernice said. Days earlier, Jack had gone to the Sangamon River. By the way, up above Monticello, the water is good in the Sangamon River. By the time it gets to Decatur and below Decatur, I wouldn't need anything out of it.
Yeah, I send you. We have 8 acres on the Sangamon, so we have 4 acres on either side. So we sometimes canoe or kayak south towards Monticello and then get out and put everything into the cheaper truck.
I got 37 acres south of Decatur on the Sangamon.
We'll keep sending you good water from our vantage point.
Yeah. I own no acres on the Sangamon River.
Days earlier, Jack had gone to the Sangamon River with light line on his casting rod using cicadas as bait. He caught as many carp as he desired. The cicadas were also dropping out of the trees that lined the river. All the carp had to do was scoop them into their mouth. Normally, they were a bottom feeder, but when they're got... Aren't they?
More controversy.
Catfish.
Had two paragraphs ago. Don't worry.
Catfish lie on the bottom and eat down there, and carp come up, and they'll even eat grass along the bank.
Okay.
So much better.
Fact. Grass harp. Okay, that's a sore subject, too.
Yep.
All the carp had to do was scoop them into their mouths. That maneuver often put them on Jack's hook. Bernice pressure cooked the carp with a little salt, producing a tasty treat quite similar to canned salmon. Our treat that day couldn't have been possible without those noisy cicadas.
Copyright Scene of Circle, Lyle Clary, used by permission.
Yes.
Now, Lyle is a retired engineer, lives on the family farm southwest of Decatur. He plays pedal steel guitar in the Marvin Lee Band.
Yay.
Email him at stickshift37
protonmail.com. That's from Switzerland.
That's right.
Really?
Yes.
Proton now, Mail. He doesn't get all those advertisements.
I do not get any junk whatsoever.
He loves his Proton Mail.
Except from Proton Mail. I get their,
Well, now, one thing I can talk wonderfully about this story is Bernice's iced tea.
Yes.
There's a picture of that on the front page.
I love iced tea from
the South. Slightly sweetened.
Sweet tea.
Sweetened iced tea. And you guys can continue on with the carp.
In case you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Prime Life Times in Review. It's our monthly publication, free of charge, available at over 300 area locations and growing. We're throughout the area, maybe coming to your town soon. We have a number of volunteers that help get the paper out and get them placed into various restaurants. I picked up a couple more restaurants in Springfield the other day, and we're moving into Bloomington and Lincoln and Decatur and towns throughout East Central Illinois. And Bob DeGonias, he's getting a number of new locations in West Central Indiana. So this paper is getting out. You can read it online at primelifetimes.com. primelifetimes.com. And in fact, Rob, you'll be encouraged by this. I think this week alone, we've already had 3 new subscribers. So for $30, they get it sent in first-class mail right to their home or business, wherever they want. And so we picked up a number of new subscribers. They get it each and every month.
Great.
They can give it out as a gift to their friends or neighbors. You've done that, Rob. And we have them going around the United States even. Some friends that moved away are now subscribing, or friend gave it as a Christmas gift, and somebody else as a birthday gift to somebody in another state. So the Prime Life Times, find out more at primelifetimes.com.
There's a lot of good content in this particular issue.
Mm-hmm. I particularly like the wordsmith.
Oh, yeah. And the polling place. We're going to talk about that next week. And Lost, that's a great article. It tells you all about if you're out in the forest or the woods or so forth. You can look for pilot weed, or you can look where the moss is growing on the tree, and you know how to find your way wherever you're going. Right, Rob?
As long as the sun's
shining. I've never been lost, although I was confused
for
a few minutes one time.
Lost and confused, that's a song.
Yeah.
Hey, and then we have all these great advertisers that allow us to offer this paper free of charge. And those of you that have been to the Harvest Moon Drive-In for a movie, or maybe haven't been to the theater in a long time, the Outdoors Drive-In is a fun place to go. And Bonnie, I've talked to her a few different times. You might hear her little radio spot. She has the Country Time Tea Room and Catering, and the Country Time, T-H-Y-M-E.
Yeah, like the herb.
Yeah, she is very sweet and continues to cater and has her restaurant open various hours, mainly during the lunchtime, but she also does catering on the side. And great gal, and we appreciate her advertising along with these other different businesses and service providers.
Like Thrivent Financial.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a lot, and we did interview Val, who heads up Fostering Dignity, a week or so ago.
Yeah, article.
Yeah.
And we had Karen Gert from Amber Glen. They always have a big half-page ad.
Yeah, good ad.
Well, I noticed there's an article about C.H. Spurgeon, songwriter, the English guy.
Yeah, Roger
did
a great job.
It's on Tales of Great Christians on the radio right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's being featured at the moment.
Yeah, Roger does a great job with
that. He
does. Musically speaking. Yeah, there's puzzles. There's
a lot. And Schooled by Wordsmith Workshop, like you said, Lyle. That's a good one.
You can get an education in English if you read
you
his articles.
Yeah, you can.
I wish everything kind of stuck in my head, but it doesn't.
Yes, cartoons and Scrabble and the crossword puzzle.
And Kathleen.
Skywatcher.
Oh, I like Skywatcher. And Kathleen's article, Bear to
Remember.
That's
a classic.
I love it. Winnie the Pooh. Is it Winnipeg or Winifred the bear? I can't remember.
No, it was Winnie, short for Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, okay.
And so she was the mascot for his military unit.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful story. And
it is.
Tragically, she won't have a story next month. But
I know.
But this month, read this story. Starts on the first page.
Yep. There's a photo of some of our staff. There's Joey Kroll's Having a Firm Foundation, devotional thought. And then your favorite. You always say something about Betty.
I know. I decided not to because I do every single time because I love that column. I'll just go dig right in since you mentioned it.
Yeah, from cherry pie and garden salad.
No, that's cherry cream pie. This is a different recipe, folks. So you really want to see this. And the marinated fresh tomatoes, great. And the garden salad, all about tarragon vinegar and oregano and crushed this and that. And wow, does it look good.
You know, you mentioned Jerry Kroll. I had some good friends visit the other day, and they were talking about their minister was Jerry, what's his name?
Donald Cole? It was his relative, right?
Not Kroll.
No. Oh, Kroll.
Yeah.
Joey Kroll.
Joey Kroll is their minister there in Decatur.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
he's a great guy.
So it was kind of a coincidental. I loved their visit.
Yeah, Joey's been on vacation for a week when I was in Springfield and did the program from the Springfield studios on Monday. Didn't get to meet up with Joey, but I've had a habit the last, I guess, 3 weeks. I've done three morning programs in Springfield, so it's great to utilize their studios and facility. And here we're back at Lincoln Square, so hopefully we'll get some of our listeners from the West to drive over sometime. Maybe even this Saturday as we're having that special gathering at 1:30. Come visit the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square. Be a part of the prayer gathering at 1:30. Rain or shine, so if it rains or there's inclement weather or for whatever reason we feel we need to move indoors, there's lots of space here in Lincoln Square, and we're in Unit 112 right across from that big chalkboard that everyone gets to write their encouraging words or messages
or
on.
Or something.
Yeah, or other things, and there's a food court in here, and we'd love to have you or meet up with you on Saturday. And you can pick up copies of the Prime Life Times. In fact, all, 3 years would be 36. So we have 35 editions up on the wall there, and we have copies of every edition. In fact, the other day when Brian and Helga Eichenberger were here, she started picking up one of every copy. I'm
awesome.
Really? You're going to take 3 years worth? She wanted to read them, so I gave her a whole big bunch of them. But
That's great.
Yeah, they were in visiting, and our great friends of this radio ministry were on a trip to Israel with me and the group some years ago, and they've been living in Arizona these past 5 years.
Yeah, they used to go to Windsor Road Christian Church.
Yeah, they're great. They're involved in ministry out there and
I'm sure.
Just loving on people.
I'm sure they are. Well, this is a perfect opportunity to say thank you to both Rob and Lyle. Rob, so much thanks to you. It's a long list. I'm just going to stick with what you write. Thank you for what you write. And Lyle, thank you so much for the things you've contributed. You've done a great job.
And Lyle's a distributor, too.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Some new places in the system. And
yeah, he helps. And we're always looking for helpers to assist and oversee where these papers get placed and finding new locations or encouraging maybe a business owner they know where there's ongoing traffic, ongoing business. So it's people that are returning, like a grocery store or a busy restaurant or something where people are congregating frequently or oftentimes will like pick up the paper, but they'll be there the next month to pick up the paper.
And because of you, Lyle, I am going to eat a piece of carp or a carp, I don't know which, and however it works. Because when I first read your article, I'm like, no. When it got to the last about the carp, I'm like, no, don't let it end this way. And Rob's like, Marion, you're going to eat a piece of carp. I'm going to bring it. You have got me on. I gave him my word. I will eat some carp, however you eat it.
I thought they were going to have like a jar full of these cicadas that were pickled or something. I was going
to
be like,
I used to watch Flying Ants. They're about as big as a cicada.
African flying ants?
In the pan being fried live. Yeah, I used to watch that. Yeah.
My African friends would say, when I was a boy, we loved protein. We'd put some butter or lard in the pan and hold it right when they swarm out, push them in the pan, and then we'd burn our fingers, reach right in and eat them.
Yeah.
So that's what Marianne grew up eating.
Yeah.
Did you eat some, Marianne, or not?
No, sir.
Well, it does make you light on your feet, you know, those flying ants.
Well, Lyle, I was thinking because you play the steel guitar, in a few weeks we're going to have a first ever broadcast originating here at the Great News Radio Center with the bluegrass group Farmhands, Thriving Financials, kind of covering the cost to bring them in. And so I haven't decided if we're going to put them on from 6 to 8 or 8 to 10 p.m. over our broadcast, and you'll be able to hear that on Saturday night, October 10th. We're still working out the details, so it's going to be a broadcast originating right here. I don't know if I'm emceeing it or introducing them.
That'd be good to figure out before that night.
That's right. We have a few weeks, so I'll be able to sleep between now and then.
That's nothing, a few weeks.
Dean Hole will be a part of that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It'll be a special.
Thanks,
you better
Dean.
Write it down.
Yeah.
Write it down. That's what I tell my wife all the time. Write it down.
Yeah, and Mark,
that's what I tell
if
myself.
You play from 6 to 8, I'll listen, but I go to bed about 8. So.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting us know that.
I thought I should let you know.
That under consideration. But the farmhands, I think they've earned or been recognized with 34 different national awards, from best group or best bluegrass group or best artists or entertainers. So it should be a real treat. It'll be the first ever. We'll see how that all comes together and works out. But put that on your calendar to be tuning in on Saturday night, October 10th. More to say about that in the coming days. We'll figure it all out. But we're excited about that. And anyways, you play the steel guitar.
Which you will not find in a bluegrass band.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought that was like the meat and potatoes are part of their...
You got mixed up on that last time we had Lyle.
Oh, okay.
But in the early days, I'm trying to remember those two bluegrass boys that they used to have a steel guitar backup on a song.
So steel guitar is just for more
it's country.
Oh, okay.
He plays pedal steel guitar.
Pedal steel,
so
yeah.
So country and bluegrass are that.
They can overlap.
Okay.
We were talking before the program, and Lyle was telling us how he played in Memphis, Tennessee. I love
well,
that.
Well, really, it was.
You were invited by a group of musicians.
Well, we're just going to have them back because we've got to close
talking.
Out the program.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Right.
Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, Rob Seidenberg, and Lyle Clary with Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.